Welcome to Time with Abba, Depression Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is May 29, Wednesday. 2019, Day 149. Today's topic, Control Freak, Unteachable, Traitors, Approaching Self-Destruction. Silence. Put on your bricks and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God. Breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 122, verses 6 to 9, 2 Samuel chapter 14, verse 1 to chapter 15, verse 22, John chapter 18, verses 1 to 24, Proverbs 16, verses 8 to 9. Today's main passages, I have five. The first one, 2 Samuel chapter 14, verses 28 to 31. Absalom lived 2 years in Jerusalem without seeing the king's face. Then Absalom sent for Joab in order to send him to the king. But Joab refused to come to him. So he sent a second time, but he refused to come. Then he said to his servants, "Look, Joab's field is next to mine, and he has barley there. Go and set it on fire." So Absalom's servants set the field on fire. Then Joab did go to Absalom's house, and he said to him, "Why have your servants set my field on fire?" The second passage is 2 Samuel chapter 15, verses 1 to 6. In the course of time, Absalom provided himself with a chariot and horses and with 50 men to run ahead of him. He would get up early and stand by the side of the road leading to the city gate. Whenever anyone came with a complaint to be placed before the king for a decision, Absalom would call out to him, "What town are you from?" He would answer, "Your servant is from one of the tribes of Israel." And Absalom would say to him, "Look, your claims are valid and proper, but there is no representative of the king to hear you." And Absalom would add, "If only I were appointed judge in the land. Then everyone who has a complaint or case could come to me and I would see that they receive justice." Also, whenever anyone approached him to bow down before him, Absalom would reach out his hand, take hold of him and kiss him. Absalom behaved in this way toward all the Israelites who came to the king asking for justice. And so he stole the hearts of the people of Israel. The fourth passage, 2 Samuel chapter 15, verses 12 to 13. When Absalom was offering sacrifices, he also sent for Ahithophel, the Gilonite, David's counselor, to come from Gilo, his hometown. And so the conspiracy gained strength, and Absalom's following kept on increasing. A messenger came and told David, "The hearts of the people of Israel are with Absalom." The fifth passage. This is the fourth passage. John 18, verses 2 to 5. Now Judas, who betrayed him, knew the place because Jesus had often met there with his disciples. So Judas came to the garden, guiding a detachment of soldiers and some officials from the chief priests and the Pharisees. They were carrying torches, lanterns, and weapons. Jesus, knowing all that was going to happen to him, went out and asked him, "Who is it you want?" "Jesus of Nazareth," they replied. "I am he," Jesus said. And Judah the traitor was standing there with them. The fifth passage, Proverbs 16, verse 9. In their hearts, human plan their course, but the Lord establishes their steps. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to him. My listening, I think you should know why I got today's topic after reading the five main passages. Actually, this world is full of people like Absalom and Judah. Control freak, unteachable, traitors. What they do not know is that they will eat their own fruit and in self-destruction. Today's Proverbs 16 verse 9 concludes everything. In their hearts, human plan their course, but the Lord establishes their steps. I do hope that you won't step into Absalom or Judah's path, but to let the Lord to establish your steps. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us not to step into Absalom or Judah's path, but to let you to establish our steps. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what kind of warning have you got from today's message? Number two, how do you know you have not followed Absalom or Judah's path? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family about today's message. May the Lord bless you.